Once upon a time, there was a girl, and she loved reading books. She loved reading books. Sometimes you could hardly pull her away from her books. She loved them so much. Her mother would try and engage her in other things, but the girl sometimes, it was like she was glued to the pages, like her mother could pull her, physically pull her, and the girl would keep reading. And that's just what happened one night, when the girl was particularly absorbed in a book full of adventures. Her mother called her to the table at least 15 times, and still the girl wouldn't come. Her mother said, "Your dinner's getting cold," at least 5 times, and still the girl wouldn't come. Her book was so absorbing and so fascinating, she simply couldn't let it go. In the end, her mother agreed that the girl could sit at the table and read her book if only she'd open her mouth and chew occasionally. And her poor old mum just shoveled the food into her mouth and reminded her occasionally to close her mouth and chew. Well, this was bad enough, but then it was time to go to bed. And the girl just kept on reading her book all the way up the stairs, kept on reading her book as she sat in the bathroom, and her mum would just brush her teeth and brush her teeth while the girl kept on reading. Well, bedtime had no songs and certainly no other stories because the girl just wanted to keep on reading, you see. And in the end, after her mother had really despaired of ever getting the book away from her, she just turned out the light in the bedroom. And now the girl couldn't read at all because there wasn't enough light to do so. But she was so into her book, she found it so hard to let go of it, that she listened very, very hard. And when her mother had gone to bed and turned out her own light, well, the girl slipped out of bed, took the book with her, and went downstairs. She went downstairs to the living room, and there she turned on the light, and she sat on the sofa and wrapped herself up in a blanket and snuggled down and started reading again. The wind howled outside, but she was nice and cozy inside. And she read, and she read, and was so absorbed in the story that the whole world around her could have just disappeared and she wouldn't notice. And she was reading all about a dragon. And she was so absorbed in this story, all about a dragon, that at one point, when there came a knock at the door, she didn't even notice. A knock at the front door, and she didn't even hear it. The knock came again, and again, and then louder still, and finally she looked up from her book, and she put the book down, and she went over to the door, and she opened it, and standing outside in the dark night with the wind howling all about him, there was an enormous dragon.
"Hello," said the dragon. "Are you looking for me?"
"No," said the girl, "but I was just reading about you."
"Oh, very good," said the dragon. "May I come in?"
"Why, of course," said the girl. "Just sit down." And she motioned towards the sofa where she had been sitting, and the dragon came in and sat down. And the girl was so absorbed in her book that she couldn't stop reading, and soon she was reading all about robbers, 3 of them that would hide in the woods and jump on people should they ever be unlucky or stupid enough to go through the forest at the wrong time, and just then there was a knock at the door. But the girl was so absorbed in her story that she couldn't stop reading, and the knock came again and again and a little louder and louder until the dragon just tapped her on the shoulder with one of his claws. And the girl realized what was going on and went to the door and opened it. And there, standing outside in the dark night, with the wind whipping all around them, were 3 robbers.
"Hello," said the first one. "Are you looking for us?"
No, said the girl, but I was just reading about you.
"Oh, very good," they said. "Can we come in?"
"Certainly you can," she said. And she motioned to the other sofa, and the 3 robbers, they came inside, and they sat on the sofa, and she carried on reading. Well, pretty soon, she was reading all about a prince and a princess, And they were so lovely, the two of them, and madly in love with one another. It was a tale of suspense and romance and tragedy and beauty, and in the middle of it there was a knocking at the door. But she was so caught up in reading, so caught up in the story, that even as the knocking got louder and louder and louder, she didn't notice it. Until one of the robbers said, "Aren't you going to get that?" And the girl, she came to, and she dropped the book, and she went over to the door, and she answered the door, and behind it, what did she see? There, standing in the dark night, with the wind whipping all about them, there was a princess and a prince, and they were so lovely and so in love with one another that even standing there in the cold wind, they couldn't stop from kissing one another.
"Oh, hello," said the prince. Are you looking for us?"
No, said the girl, but I was just reading all about you."
"Oh, very good. Can we come in?"
Sure you can," said the girl, and she found a few cushions and made the prince and the princess comfortable, and pretty soon she was back to her book. And soon she was reading all about a girl. All about a girl who loved reading books. A girl who could hardly be pulled away from her books. A girl who loved reading so much that she would become completely caught up in the story she was reading. And she was so caught up in the story she was reading that she didn't notice when there was a knock at the door. And it got louder and louder, and still she didn't notice.
Aren't you going to answer that?" said the prince.
"Oh, yes," she said, and slammed the book shut and went over to the door, and she opened the door, and what did she see? Standing out there in the dark night with the wind whipping all about her, there was a little girl who looked rather familiar. Her hair was all just the same way the girl had her hair. Her clothes were just the same, and she looked rather cold out there. She said, "Are you looking for me?" The girl said, "No, but I think I was just reading all about you." "Oh, that's nice," said the girl. "Can I come inside?"
"Sure you can," said the girl. It looks cold out there. Come inside."
And the little girl came inside, and she made herself comfortable sitting on the cushions next to the prince and the princess, and soon everyone had some hot tea and everyone was getting a little bit warmer, but the girl just couldn't take her eyes off the book. She just carried on reading the book, and soon she was reading all about God. God who made the skies. God who made the wind with his breath. God who created the seas and set all the waves rolling simply by splashing in the water. God who made the mountains and everything we see about us. And she was so absorbed in this that she didn't notice when there was a knock at the door. She was so absorbed in the story that she really didn't notice when the knock got louder. She was so absorbed in the story that at one point the little girl who was sitting on the floor said, "Hey, aren't you going to answer that?" And the girl, "Oh, sorry, yeah, I'll get it." And she went over to the door. She turned the handle, she opened the door, and outside, there, standing in the dark night with the wind whipping all about him, there was God. And he said, "Are you looking for me?" No, she said, but I was just reading all about you."
"Good," said God. "Can I come in?"
"Sure you can," she said. Just come inside, make yourself comfortable." And God came in and joined all the others. And by then, why, it was so full in there and so distracting that by now the girl really couldn't stop reading. And they spent the rest of the evening playing together. First of all, they played hide-and-seek all around the house. The dragon was a bit hard to hide, but he got the hang of it eventually. Then they started changing clothing, and everyone was dressing up in everyone else's clothing, and that went on for a long time and was really so funny they could hardly stop laughing. And then they thought of all kinds of other games until right in the middle of it, just when it was so exciting, there was a knock at the door. And the girl was so absorbed in the games and having such fun that she didn't notice when it got louder and louder and louder until at one point God said,
"Oh, aren't you going to answer the door?
Then the girl came to and said, oh yes, of course. And she went to the door, she turned the handle, opened it, and there was nobody there. Just a dark night with the wind whipping outside. She slammed the door, but still the knocking went on. And then she realized the knocking was coming from the door that led upstairs. And then she realized it was her mum that was knocking and saying, is that you down there? And no sooner had she realized who it was than all her playmates, they simply turned to smoke and disappeared up the chimney. And when her mum came into the room, there was just a girl sitting there with the book on her lap. And her mum said, oh goodness, reading again. Come on, let's go back to bed.